It's time for the state wrestling tournament on You Are There Sports from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. State tournament wrestling coverage is brought to you by Design Electronics and Radio Shack, Thielen Meats in Pierce, Holy Trinity School, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, the Pierce Fire Department, Hennigan Insurance Agency, REMAX Central and Dave Fisher, Freedom Fest 2017, Patrick's Premium Concrete, and the state wrestling tournament is also brought to you by the Pierce Area Coalition, The Brickyard, Lashes Auto Repair, the Pierce School District, Robert J. Funk Construction, The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design, Amp Fitness, The Red Rooster, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and Bob's Lumber in Pierce. You're listening to state tournament wrestling coverage brought to you by West Bachman Electric, Marchick Insurance, Gertz Concrete, Kenko Drywall, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, DR Trucking, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, Schomer Insurance, and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets. State tournament wrestling is also brought to you by Check Auto Body, Lochner Plumbing, Pierce Villa, Heritage Hardwood Floors, the Canteen Supper Club, Hennigan Masonry and Concrete, Vernon Sales, and Jason Gruber Construction, as well as Little Falls Chiropractic, Frank Weber, author, Napa, Elite Concrete Solutions, Centra Soda, Red Door Yoga in Little Falls, Johnny C's, IP Concrete, Munson Masonry, and Red's Auto and Bait. And now, to the XL Energy Center and the state wrestling tournament on You Are There Sports.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. I'm Rick Grammond on You Are There Sports. Couple of AAA matches going on yet. Two matches of the eight mats available are in use right now, and then we'll turn things over to the wrestleback rounds in all classes as the Pierce Pioneers will have five individuals coming up in wrestleback rounds. They've got two eliminated, two in the semifinals. Three Royalton Upsala kids are going for wrestleback matches tonight. Jackson Held, Michael Petron, Jason Casella will all be in this next round. Nolan Procott of Holding Ford will be in a wrestleback at 182. So will Tony Kierstead. And so will Walker Nienaber. All three Huskers in the wrestleback. Foley has nobody in the wrestlebacks. They've got three semifinalists, two eliminated. Semifinalists for Foley, Nathan Garso, Sailor Schmidt, and Mitch Tregg. Dylan Young, Noah Lefebvre have been eliminated. And Little Falls will have one wrestleback wrestler tonight, and that'll be A.J. Jenks. He'll get a wrestleback round tonight, as Lane Rutten will not get a wrestleback round. So one of two flyers is still going. For the Pierce Pioneers, the five guys that will take the mat tonight and hope to continue their season. We'll start with Brandon Funk at 106 pounds. Brandon will face Will Megard of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg. They met in the team quarterfinals yesterday. Megard ended up winning by fall over Brandon. Jake Andries has been eliminated. He did not get a 120-pound wrestle back. Brandon Ortman has advanced to the Class A semifinals tomorrow morning. He'll get Tanner Passvogel of Sibley East. Reese Capture will be in action tonight. He'll take on Dylan Rundigan of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg. Andrew Tamala is in action tonight at 145. Wallace Michaels of Norwood Young America. His opponent, Jalen Jansen, will be in action. Sam Nordquist of Zumbrota Mazeppa and Jalen Jansen will tangle on mat three. Brett Kapsner's in the semis tomorrow morning against Alex Butel of Minneota. Matt Cummett tonight will get Evan Stocks of Canby. It'll be on mat three. It's a wrestleback round, and then Carson Hulls has been eliminated. So that's the schedule coming up. It'll be a fast round here coming up in wrestlebacks. They'll wrestle all classes. Tomorrow's schedule starts at 9 again with consolation quarterfinals, 9 o'clock. Then it'll move to championship semifinals about 10:15 or as soon as those consolation quarters get done. It looks like this round is over. All the mats are cleared, so we should be hearing the public address announcer make an announcement pretty soon about wrestleback action. So we'll start with a Brandon Funk, Will Megard match. 106 pounders to get to the next round and maybe get closer to the podium. It's all coming up here on You Are There Sports.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 AutoPay enrollment discount, plus $20 line access for charge on AutoPay and fee for free billing required. Under 22 gigabytes per line per month, may prioritize your data on other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DCW.com for details.
Thielen Meats and Pier says, good luck, pioneers. Thielen Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Thielen-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pier's to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Thielen Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Pierce, Sauk Rapids, and Eden Valley proudly supports Pierce Athletics. They also offer all banking services like personal banking with free and easy checking accounts, consumer and business loans, agriculture loans and financing, savings accounts, and online and phone banking. Their local staff is committed to providing sincere and friendly customer service the way banking should be. Find out more at fmpierce.com. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, where friendly still counts. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Go Pioneers.
All right, we're ready to go. We see that Brandon Funk and Will Maygard are pacing down around mat number two. They've got our opening wrestleback match here coming up. Maygard Funk, second meeting here in St. Paul. They met in the team portion yesterday. Maygard ended up starting that match with a fall over Brandon. So we're waiting for the official start here of the wrestlebacks. After this one, the next one will be on mat number seven, which will be a Reese Kapsner, Dylan Rundigan of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg match.
Now wrestling on mat one.
Here come the announcements, so we're ready to go. Five Pioneers coming up here. You lose, you're done at this point.
On mat number five in the wrestle match, this is Class A.
Both Maygard and Funk are checking in now and headed towards the mat.
And New London Spicers, Blake Bagel.
Well, actually now, Brandon is putting the sweatshirt back on.
This is wrestle backs.
Not sure why. Not sure what the delay is there.
Black Duck, Cast Lake, Beaver.
Brandon doing a little jogging in place.
New York Bells.
Maygard staying loose as well. So Funk and Maygard will meet up here. Eventually, a couple of matches are underway.
Now wrestling on mat three, 113-pound, Class A. Marshall.
Reese Kapsner, his opponent is Dylan Rundigan of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg. Rundigan lost to Jacob Tunerheim of Jackson County Central in the championship quarterfinals earlier. Still waiting for Brandon to get out there. Now even Maygard is putting a sweatshirt on. I think they're waiting on referees. Here comes somebody in a striped shirt now, strolling out to the table. Nope, he went into the stands. So, while we wait for Brandon Funk and Will Maygard's match, we'll be back right after this.
Go ahead and start.
Hi, I'm Kendra Sakala.
And I'm Alice Clemens-Varnig.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
This is what parents love about Holy Trinity Catholic School. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of our environment with daily opportunities to participate in growing closer to Jesus.
The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom.
The school curriculum gives us a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Check out Holy Trinity for your child's education. It will be the best gift you can give your family. New family open house will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce,
call 468-6446.
All right, we're out there now with Funk and Maygard underway. These are 1 minute first periods in this wrestle back round, and we are underway. No score yet. Maygard tries to shoot right almost into the lap of Rachel Presbilla down there, my photographer, but out of bounds. Brandon's got Coach Jensen and Zajac in his corner. 22 seconds left. Funk and Maygard matching up at 106 pounds. Again, it was a pin for Maygard yesterday against Brandon. So Brandon's looking for a turnaround here result. There's a shot in by Maygard. He gets in on the single leg on the left and got two at the edge of the mat with 1 second left, and that's the end of the period. So Maygard leads Funk 2-0 after one period in the wrestle back at 106. Mat 7 will feature Reese Kapsner up next. Against Dylan Runnigan.
Now wrestling on mat number 4 at 113.
He's about two matches away, actually. Now underway again. Brandon's in on a leg, lifting that right leg of Maygard up. And now Maygard able to get that leg free, twist around, and get the reversal. 4-0 lead for Maygard. So Maygard with the 4-point lead now on Brandon Funk. Wearing the red singlet with blue down the shoulders for the Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg Fighting Saints. He's got his head buried into the back of Brandon Funk. Right arm underneath Brandon's waist. Now Brandon crawls up to his knees. Minute 10 left, second period. Maygard up 4-0 on Brandon. Still working on his ride. Brandon crawling forward slightly. Referee down to look. It's like only one referee are working the wrestle back rounds, not the two that have been working the championship rounds. Out of bounds. Funk and Maygard tumble out. And we're down to 43 seconds left in the second period with a 4-0 lead for KMS's Will Maygard. Brandon's got to tie the shoe, it looks like. A little bit of a delay. Andrew Tomala will be on mat 5, which is the Egan blue mat down there on the opposite end of the arena from me, next to where the Pioneers wrestled as a team yesterday. He gets Wallace Michaels of Norwood Young America. Maygard goes in on a double wing now. Driving Brandon forward. 30 seconds left in the second period for Brandon Funk. Lifts his head up, tries to get his shoulders turned a little bit.
And his opponent,
Maygard, trying to pull Brandon's left arm out. Brandon kind of on his left side. Maygard pushing forward. Pretty powerful 106-pounder there. Maygard. 10 seconds left. Brandon reaching back for a leg, can't get a hold of it. Final couple of seconds here, and we'll go to the third. Still 4-0. Maygard leading Funk, heading to period 3 in a 106 wrestle back round. So Brandon's going to be on his feet here, and third period underway. Brandon needs a comeback, or his season's done. Here's Maygard shooting. Maygard driving forward on the hips. He's now elevating Brandon up over his back, trying to twist those hips now, and he'll turn into Brandon. Brandon reaching down for an ankle.
Number 6 at 120 pounds.
Minute 35 left, and the referee stops it for a stalemate. Minute 33 left, period three. Shot in at an ankle by Maygard, Wizarding, and he's going to get two there. Maygard picks up two on a takedown, and he's up 6-0 now with a minute 20 to go. And again, he will go into that ride that he is very good at. He hasn't been able to turn Brandon yet. It's been takedowns. But he's got that double wing in, and the referee stops it. Funk back on his feet, head back to the middle, joined by Maygard there. 1:08 left in the third period for Funk and Maygard.
Carlson.
And they're underway again.
And Jay Foote, Dilworth, Glendon, Felton.
And now we're under a minute. 55 seconds left for Brandon Funk. He trails 6-0 to Will Maygard of KMS. Maygard spins around, still in control behind Brandon. Brandon just not able to free himself from underneath, and he's running short on time. 30 seconds left for Brandon Funk. Maygard looks to be in pretty good control here. 20 to go.
Now wrestling on that five, 130.
And Maygard just stretches Brandon out. He's got his legs in, and Brandon pulls his elbows in under his chest. We're under 10 seconds left. One final roll try by Brandon, but that's it. Maygard wins 6-0 and eliminates Brandon Funk. Good season, though, Brandon.
From Deer River, Jamal Bear, and his opponent, Lincoln Carpenter from Sibley.
Brandon Funk loses 6-0 in his wrestleback round to Will Maygard of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunbird. Brandon's freshman wrestling season comes to an end.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell with the Pierce Fire Department. We want to congratulate the wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. The fire department will again be hosting their annual Good Friday Fish Fry fundraiser on April 14th starting at 4 p.m. at the Brickyard Bar and Banquet Hall. Kids 5 and under are free, ages 6 to 11 are $5, and adults will be $9. Reminder to check your smoke detectors and discuss and practice your fire safety plans with your family. Go Pioneers!
Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
That hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC, with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce that's been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says congratulations to the Pierce Pioneers and good luck at the tournament.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, back at the XL Energy Center, Brandon Funk has been eliminated. He loses 6-0 to Will Maygard of Kirkhope and Murdoch Sunberg. So that ends Brandon's year. Now coming up here very shortly, we're going to have two matches coming up. We're going to have Reese Kapner on mat 7 against Dylan Runnigan of KMS. And then we'll also have an Andrew Tamala Wallace Michaels match on mat 5.
From Dilworth, Brendan Feldman is Matthew Pollock.
The match for Reese Kapsner is about a minute away. 1 minute left in the third period prior to Reese's match. And then Andrew will go on mat 5. And he is, it looks like, about a minute and a half away from his match. So those two are going to go pretty soon. Reese Kapsner against Dylan Runnigan. That's next on You Are There Sports.
When you're hungry and you're in Pierce, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs, or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Reese Kapsner coming out on the mat now. His opponent from Kirkhope and Murdoch Sunberg, Dylan Runnigan. Wrestlebacks at 138 pounds. You win, you go to the consolation quarterfinals tomorrow. One step closer to a podium spot. You're two wins away from placing. And then Andrew Tamala's 145-pound match is about to get underway too. Andrew's headed out to the mat. So we're on 5 and 7 right now for mats. Kapsner underway in his match with Runnigan. They're in the black mat with the red N on it. Haven't seen a lot of action on that mat for our guys. Kapsner. Both guys in red here. Tamala's facing Wallace Michaels of Norwood Young America. They have not started their match yet. Again, 1 minute first periods in the wrestleback rounds. So Kapsner's down to 20 seconds left in his scoreless first period with Runnigan from KMS. Now Reese shoots in. Sprawling hips back is Runnigan. Reese stepping forward. 8 seconds left for Kapsner and Runnigan in the first, and then they're out of bounds. Tamala is underway in his match down there. Tamala and Michaels, Kapsner and Runnigan. Trying to... They're right in line with my vision, so I can see both matches here. And the period over for Kapsner, 0-0 with Runnigan. Tamala and Michaels go out of bounds over on the far end of the arena. 0-0 there with 38 seconds left for Tamala. Tamala's got Mark Jensen in his corner. It's like Evan Waitala and Jesse Zajac are manning the Reese Kapsner corner. Reese now. Started on top, and actually, Reese got an escape. So Reese is up 1-0 here on Runnigan. Kapsner with a 1-0 lead. Second period early. Tamala has 11 seconds left in a scoreless first period with Michaels from Norwood Young America down there. Kapsner up 1-0, 1:25 to go. Tamala. Final seconds in his first period, and that's the end of the period. 0-0 for Tamala and Michaels. Kapsner shoots in. Reese trying to elevate on a single leg. Reese in on the right leg, but Runnigan draped over his back. He reaches for the leg, and the referee says that is a stalemate, and we're going to start over. Now Tamala drives in. Tamala working on a possible Turk here down on that end. No points yet. If he gets that Turk in, he might be able to turn him. Kapsner reaches for a hand. Reese is up 1-0 with 45 seconds left in his second period. Now there's a takedown for Runnigan. Runnigan gets two, and he's up 2-1 on Kapsner. 35 seconds left in period two there. Tamala still riding. He hasn't gotten any points. Hasn't been able to turn Michaels. Andrew in on the hips here. Michaels trying to switch. Turn the corner over there. Michaels coming around on Tamala. Michaels with the reverse. There's two for Michaels. 25 seconds left for Kapsner. Runnigan riding there. Now Tamala has a front headlock on. And they're out of bounds with a minute to go in the second period for Tamala. Andrew trails 2-1. Kapsner trails 2-1. Reese being ridden here with 5 seconds left in period two.
Michael Patrone. And his opponent is Gavin.
And that's the end of that period. So Runnigan leading Kapsner 2-1 after two. And Andrew Tamala is on his feet, hooked up there, and over the shoulders of Michaels. Scramble there. Michaels with the win on the scramble. Gets two, and he's now up on Tamala, 4-1 down there, and he's getting back points. He turned Andrew for a moment. Two back points. So it's 6-1 for Wallace Michaels of Norwood Young America. 3-1 for Runnigan over Kapsner. They've got a minute 35 left in Reese's match in the third. Yeah, they're both on their feet there. Over there in the Tamala match, they're down to 5 seconds left in period two. We'll have Jalen Jansen's match up next. Jalen will be on mat number three against Sam Nordquist of Zumbrota Mazeppa. Right now, Reese in on a single, but time runs out. Nope, 5 seconds left. Reese trails his match 3-1 to Runnigan of KMS. Tamala on his feet over there with Michaels on mat 5. Scramble on the edge for Tamala and Michaels. Michaels tries to secure two, keeping his toes in bounds. 6-1 lead for Michaels with a minute 35 left in the third. Kapsner's down 3-1 with about 35 seconds left.
And his opponent.
Reese goes after the leg, couldn't get in enough to get a good hold. Both coaches Zajac and Waitala up and clapping, saying, come on, Reese. Here's a drive in by Tamala on a shot. Tried to fireman carry him out. Michaels rolls him out of bounds, though. 1:19 to go. Still 6-1 lead for Wallace Michaels over Andrew Tamala.
His opponent.
And Reese Kapner is down to his final 10 seconds. Tamala still on his feet. Reese Kapner's going to have one more shot. 5 seconds and a restart out in the middle. Reese drives forward. They get a stall call on Runnigan, but it's going to be too little too late, and it's a 3-1 win for Dylan Runnigan. So Reese Kapsner eliminated from the 138-pound bracket. Good job, Reese, though. Sophomore season for Reese Kapsner, and over in the Tamala match, he trails 6-1, down to 45 seconds left in the third period for Andrew Tamale, and possibly his final 45 seconds of his career, the senior battling it out. Wallace Michaels and Tamale step out of bounds with 38 seconds left.
Your closing time, 8:55.
We've got Jalen Jansen and Matt Cummett still to come yet in this wrestleback session. Tamale tries a front headlock down there. He's going to try and lift. Oh, he's lifted up by Michaels and returned to the mat for two. 20 seconds to go, and Michaels now leads it 8-1. And he will ride out some time here on Andrew Tamala and likely finish off this match with under 10 to go. And that is going to be the case. 1 second, and there it is. Wallace Michaels has eliminated Andrew Tamala by an 8-1 score. So in that short period of time, Pioneers have lost three more wrestlers out of the wrestlebacks as Brandon Funk, Reese Kapsner, and Andrew Tamala have dropped wrestleback round matches. And now we look down and Jalen's out there on the mat. So Jalen Jansen's underway here. 15 seconds into his match. He's taking on Sam Nordquist of Zumbrota Mazeppa. 1 minute first period, and we're scoreless so far. We've gone about 27 seconds in. Nordquist and Jansen did not meet. They had Nordquist up at 160 yesterday. He wrestled Luke Gertz in the team championship last night here. And out of bounds with 12 seconds left. Let's see, who do we have in the corner? Mr. Poster and Mr. Holland for Jalen. Matt Cummett will be on mat number 3 against Evan Stocks of Canby. It's the same mat. Same mat that Jalen is on right now. So a couple of matches away. And it's a scoreless first for Jansen and Nordquist. 0-0 after one in a 152 wrestle back. And Nordquist will be down to begin the second. We've got Michael Petron of Royalton Uppsala down there. I think that's Kaven Blazek out of Section 7 and Crosby Ironton, his opponent. 138 pound. Looks like Petron is up 8-2 in that match. Jansen riding here. Second period for Jalen underway against Nordquist of Zumbrota. They roll out of bounds. Again, these 1 minute first periods really help mosey these wrestleback rounds along. There's a sit out try by Nordquist. Rolled, spinning. He will get in on the leg of Jalen. Now Jalen scrambles. Jalen gets reversed. Now Jalen's out for an escape. So it should be 2-1. Nordquist up on Jansen. 2-1 with a minute 20 to go in period two. And Jansen ends up inside the Petron circle over there on mat 4. That's how far they rolled out of their mat. They're on mat 3. They ended up inside the circle. Luckily that Petron and Blazek were over the other side. Petron has won his match 8-2. So Michael Petron of Royalton Uppsala will move on to the consolation quarterfinals tomorrow morning.
From Minnesota, Sean Busby.
2-1 lead for Sam Nordquist over Jalen Jansen in the second period. Going to start on their feet here with a minute 13 to go in period two. And it'll be a couple of matches before Matt Cummett comes out. His opponent, Evan Stocks of Canby. Elbow tie up right in the middle.
Now wrestling on that number four.
Pioneer boys basketball team should be underway in their final regular season matchup. They're at home tonight, taking on Holdingford.
Jacob Husbargen from Border West.
Tie up again, wrist and elbows here for Jansen and Nordquist of Zumbrota Mazeppa down in section one, the Class A team champions. Nordquist goes in, switches from single to double. Upper body, though, by Jansen, able to counter that. No takedown. Jansen works his way out of that predicament. 25 seconds left in period two. Jalen's still down 2-1 so far. Pioneers are 0-3 in the wrestleback round, with only Jansen and Cummett to go to try and get to tomorrow morning. Otherwise, I can sleep in till the 10:15 semifinals. The consolations start at 9 tomorrow morning. 4 seconds left. Nordquist again blocked on a shot, and we're going to go to a third period. 2-1 lead for Sam Nordquist of Zumbrota Mazeppa over Jalen Jansen of Piers. Haven't been any massive upsets yet in this tournament. All 28 returning state champions have advanced to the semifinals. Now third period underway. Jalen down a point and down to a minute 50 left in the season. Here comes a roll by Jalen. Jalen coming in on a reversal, and he cranks over Nordquist almost. Nordquist still hanging on, though. Jalen. Nordquist dropped down to a leg to prevent an escape. Thought for a moment that Jalen might have gotten away. Now a scramble. Jalen throws. Jalen over the back. Typical Jalen Jansen scramble wrestling over there. And they stop it for dangerous. There were about three instances there where Jalen was so close to scoring, but he just kept rolling and scrambling and still scoring. 2-1 is the scoreboard. And they're down to a minute 23 to go. Sit out try by Jansen. He's able to turn in, but Nordquist lifts him up. Jalen draped over the shoulders, and they stop it for dangerous. Once you get up elevated like that, referee's going to blow the whistle and say, don't get hurt, fellas. 1:10 to go, and again, there's the escape. Jalen cleanly away that time. And now it's 2-2 with Jansen and Nordquist with 1 minute to go in the third period.
His opponent from St. Charles, Bennett.
Jalen trying to sag down on a wrist. Tries an inside trip. He pulled their hand forward and then stuck his leg inside. Tried to trip and pull Nordquist with Nordquist. Good balance, able to avoid. Now Jalen shoots. Throw from that by Nordquist. They gave him two on the edge. 4-2 now. Nordquist up. They gave him the two on the edge. And now it's 40 seconds left for Jalen Jansen. A restart. Jalen needs to reverse. He rolls, but staying with him is Nordquist. Again, a roll by Jansen. Jansen gets caught. Did he give up back points there? I thought I saw a wave of a hand. Yeah, two of them. So it's 6-2 now for Nordquist, and it gets a little bit cloudier for the future here for Jalen Jansen. He's got to somehow get up from underneath, but he's only got 10 seconds left. This will not end well for Jalen. Nordquist will ride this out, and the Pioneers will drop to 0-4 in the wrestleback round. And there it is. 6-2 is the final. So, that eliminates Jalen Jansen. He loses to Zumbrota Mazeppa's Sam Nordquist, 6-2 to end his junior season. And that leaves us with only Matt Cummett still to come. He'll be on that same mat coming up in a couple of matches. So we'll have Matt's match in a little bit here on You Are There Sports.
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community, one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC, Go Pioneers!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Activities Director David Rushlow. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Piers is also sending 9 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Brandon Funk, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Reese Kapsner, Andrew Tamala, Jalen Jansen, Brett Kapsner, Matt Cummins, and Carson Hulls. We want to wish the team and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for a state title. We also want to wish the girls and boys basketball teams good luck as they start their section tournaments, the Knowledge Bowl team at their regional, Casey Brzoski at the state AAA, and Sarah Thomas at state BPA. Reminder, the Pierce Pizzazz is holding a soup cook-off and silent auction fundraiser on March 4th starting at 4 p.m. at the Pierce Ballroom. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers!
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers! Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Napa Know How!
This is Adam Gable, your local Napa Auto Parts store owner. For the entire month of March, Napa Auto Parts has many egg and fleet specials. Get up to 50% off Napa Gold filters. Big savings on Napa batteries. Hydraulic and engine oil on sale. When you spend $24 or more, receive a free Napa racing hat. Take advantage of these great deals now through March 31st at one of our 16 Central Minnesota Napa Auto Parts stores. Visit us online at NapaCentralMN.com.
Napa Know How!
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center here in St. Paul. You know, it's weird, the people you run into down here. When I got to the arena early this morning, a gentleman came up to me and saw I had my Pierce sweatshirt on and started up a conversation. He said, you know, I wrestled a kid from Piers back in my day in the region finals in 1986. I said, oh, really? He said, what was his name? You know, I might know him. And he says, oh, it was a Fearman. I said, Furman? Yeah, Furman. Jeff Furman. Yeah. It was Chad Otterness from Cannon Falls. So funny how
we need a coach from
it's a small world. So interesting conversation with him for a little bit. Matt Kummet's match coming up. That'll be our last WrestleBack. Pioneers have lost four guys here today in the WrestleBack rounds. Brandon Funk drops a 6-0 decision to Will Maygard of Kirkhope and Murdoch Sunberg. Reese Kapsner lost 3-1 to Dylan Runnigan of Kirkhope and Murdoch Sunberg. Andrew Tomala lost 8-1 to Wallace Michaels of Norwood Young America. And it was Jalen Jansen losing 6-2 to Sam Nordquist of Zumbrota Mazeppa. We are 30 seconds away from Matt Kummet's match. So that'll be up next. Kummet will get Evan Stocks of the Canby Lancers when we come back.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. When you're in need of concrete work, contact IP Concrete in Hillman, Minnesota. Norm Iverson and Chad Polkamp have been in the concrete business for over 30 years, and they'll be able to solve any concrete issues you might have. No job is too big or too small for IP Concrete. Call them today at 320-630-0882. That's 320-630-0882. IP Concrete.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers that's been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says congratulations to the Piers Pioneers and good luck at the tournament.
All right, here we go with Matt Kummet against Evan Stocks of Canby. Just underway, 195, our final wrestle back here. And no score yet. Again, 1 minute first period. Matt trying to get the only consolation quarterfinal appearance tomorrow. 0-4 so far. Here's a throw try by Matt. Matt coming, Matt. There's two for Kummet. Takedown. So Kummet gets the two. And just as time runs out. So Kummet on the board. Matt came in as the number one seed and lost earlier today to Jake Erkenbrack of New York Mills by a 3-2 score. Now 2 minutes on the clock for period two for Matt. He's up 2-0. Goes right at the elbow. Bends that over, turns Stocks here. Stocks, the Canby Lancer in all blue with orange.
Number 8 at 170 pounds.
Matt riding on the left hip, reaching for an ankle. Rolls him into a cheap tilt. He's getting points. Cheap tilt thrown in here by Matt Kummet, and he adds to his lead there. Got three, so it's 5-0 for Matt Kummet. Under a minute and a half to go in period two in the final wrestle back. These happen fast, so here comes Jason Casella of Royalton Upsala out on his mat four, right next to Matt's match. Right now, Stock standing. Matt trips him back down. Matt almost has him cranked over here. He's running it around, turning him. Matt trying to turn him. Referee waves neutral as Stock's able to square his shoulders back to the mat, chest down to the mat.
His opponent is Logan Kwong of Kenyon Wanamingo.
Casella facing Logan Kwong of Kenyon Wanamingo down and right next to Matt Cummett's match. 45 seconds left for Cummett. In the second period, he's up 5-0. Matt now bumps him forward. Now with a takedown and then a cheap tilt for three to build a 5-0 lead over Evan Stocks of Canby. Stocks trying to spin to his right. Keeping his rhythm with him is Matt. Now Matt gets off balance a little bit. Stocks able to turn. Stocks will get up for an escape. 5-1. So Stocks on the board here. And that came with about 5 seconds left. And now that period is over. 5-1 lead for Matt Cummett after two over Evan Stocks of Canby. Casella leads 2-0 over Kwong after a period. We'll bring you the end of the Casella match, and then that'll wrap up our night here at the XL. Cummett underneath to start his third period. Of course, Matt, a senior. If he loses, he's done here. Cummett underneath, turns it. Matt, he's got Stocks on his back. And there it is. Matt Cummett with a fall. Matt Cummett will move to the consolation quarters tomorrow with a fall. Way to go, Matt. So Cummett ends it with a fall in period three over Evan Stocks of Canby. So now let's finish off and watch the Jason Casella match for Royalton Upsala. His lead is now 2-1 over Kwong from Kenyon Wanamingo. Casella lost to Christopher Bain of Grand Meadow, Leroy Ostrander, Springfield. This is 195.
And Matt won 106 AA. From Laverne, Hunter Baker.
Kwong driving forward. Kwong lost to Bain 9-4.
From Black Duck.
Both these guys lost to Christopher Bain.
His opponent for Park Rapids, Jacob Bittman.
So here we go with Casella riding the final 20 seconds of the second period. And now it's 4-1 for Jason Casella. And Casella bumps him forward. Almost had him tilted there.
Matt 3, 285 pounds. From Deer River, Jared Rabbit. From Badger Greenbush.
Jared Rabbit, our Section 7 runner-up at heavyweight out there. 2 minutes to go for Casella. He'll start underneath, leading 4-1 over Kwong from Kenyon Wanamingo. Right now, Kwong, right arm wrapped around Casella's waist. Casella sags back into Kwong. Logan Kwong, a junior, entered the tournament 24-10. Casella, a junior, came into this tournament 29-4. Casella elevating, dumping him out almost over the back. Casella underneath. Down to a minute 23 to go for Casella in his match. He's got a 4-1 lead, but he's getting a little... Oh, he thought he was almost going to be able to reverse there, but Kwong able to settle in behind again. Quam. Bends that elbow back, trying to wing it back behind Cassell on the left side. Now Jason able to free that hand, and Quam puts a forearm right into the back of Casella's head. Casella sits up momentarily, pushed back down by Quam in a black and red singlet with KW across the back. Casella in the maroon and gold of Royalton. 44 seconds left for Casella and Quam. 4-1 lead for Jason Casella. Trying to get to the quarters of the consolation round tomorrow. Now Casella switches for two. Casella, that might lock it up. 6-1 lead now for Jason Casella with 27 seconds to go. Casella trying to ride this period out, and they do go out of bounds. As I look down there, that referee working that Casella match is one of the guys that worked our Section 7 matches up in Walker. So Casella, there's a caution on a start. 22 seconds left for Jason Casella to get to a consolation quarterfinal tomorrow morning. Here's a trip down by Casella. Quam, broken down. 10 seconds to go for Casella and Quam. Jason just settles in. Quam's not going anywhere except home. Casella wins 6-1 to advance to the consolation quarters tomorrow morning for the Royalton Upsala Royals. Congratulations to Jason Casella. He'll join Matt Cummett, still alive, in those consolation quarters tomorrow.
Now wrestling at Matt 3, 113-pound double A.
So it looks like, well, we got a holding forward match coming up here, it looks like. We'll bring you that one. I think that's Walker Niehnauber, their heavyweight, coming up.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Walker Niehnauber against Tanner Kutzwig of Sibley East out there. This is a heavyweight match for Holding Ford and Sibley East right down in front of us. Just underway. Niehnauber in green. Kurtzweg in black and yellow. The Wolverines.
For if your program has not picked up your flag, the flags are located in the National Hockey League.
So the only pioneer to advance to a consolation quarter is Matt Cummett. Niehnauber will start down here.
Wrestling on mat one, 120 pounds from Litchfield, Austin Caffey. From Worthington, Jared Prunty. Moving on to double A on mat number seven.
Now Niehnauber trying to escape here. No score yet for Kutzwig and Niehnauber. Now Niehnauber standing, and he's out for an escape. Walker Niehnauber takes a 1-0 lead for the Huskers. They had three guys going here in the wrestlebacks. Nolan Prokot. Niehnauber shoots, trying to drive forward. A double underhook. Same for Kurtzweig. 1-0 lead for Walker Nienaber. Here's a throw try by Kurtzweig, and Nienaber able to feel that coming in. Kept his balance underneath. Tony Kierstead and Nolan Prokot, the other Huskers, involved in wrestlebacks. 1 minute to go in the second. Here's a scramble on the edge. Nienaber's going to win that scramble and get two. 3-0 now for Walker Nienaber, and then they rumble out of bounds. So Nienaber will take a 3-0 lead back to the middle of the mat. And they're down to 52 seconds. Nienaber elevates and lifts Kurtzweig forward and returns him to the mat, and then he kind of just knees him out of bounds. Just that little gentle push with the left knee.
Class A consolation weigh-in.
Another restart coming down to 43 seconds. Nienaber working on the left hip, picks that left ankle of Kurtzweig up. Pins it back up against his thigh. Cranks that. And they get a stall call or a stall warning on Nienaber. Nienaber's called for a stall there. He's up 3-0 with 30 seconds left in the second period.
Double A at 106 pounds.
Quick stand-up try by Kurtzweig. Nienaber stays in control. Now Kurtzweig's upstanding. Ooh, look out in the front row. Kurtzweig came at them in a hurry, and Nienaber able to usher him out of bounds before any escape was given. Still 3-0 for Walker Nienaber. Nienaber has his leg tied up underneath. He's got a tilt on. Nienaber got a count out of that. Kurtzweig then gets out for an escape. Two near fall, one escape. 5-1 lead for Walker Nienaber. 3 seconds left in the period for Nienaber and Kurtzweig. And there's the end of the period. 5-2 for Walker Nienaber. The consolation quarterfinals are here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Championship semis about 10:15 tomorrow. Walker Nienaber, there's a snap down try by Kurtzweig. Nienaber reaches in with his left arm, ties up Kurtzweig. Minute 40 left. Pierce has two in the semis tomorrow. Brandon Orpin at 132. Brett Kapsner at 182.
Now wrestling on mat three, 126 pounds from Bemidji.
Both big guys right now just kind of hooked up and pushing into each other. And all the while, seconds ticking off. 1:15 to go for Nienaber and Kurtzweig. Looks like Kurtzweig trying to throw upper body here. 105 left. Still on their feet, shoulder to shoulder. 5-3 for holding forwards Walker Nienaber. 40 to go.
Now wrestling on mat two at 132 pounds. From Sauk Center, Melrose, Jordan Winter. Wrestling from Grand Rapids.
Still not much action other than two big guys just leaning on each other.
Consolation Williams.
23 seconds left.
Your closing time is 9:29. Wrestling on mat number eight at 113 pounds.
Unless there's a late throw coming from Kurtzweig, Nienaber is just going to hold on here. He's just got kind of a bear hug on him. 7 seconds left. Nienaber is going to win this match. 5-3 win for holding forwards Walker Nienaber. He will go to Saturday morning's consolation quarterfinals. A 5-3 victor over Kurtzweig of Sibley East.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Activities Director David Rushlow. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Piers is also sending 9 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Brandon Funk, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Reese Kapsner, Andrew Tamala, Jalen Jansen, Brett Kapsner, Matt Cummins, and Carson Hulls. We want to wish the team and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for a state title. We also want to wish the girls and boys basketball teams good luck as they start their section tournaments, the Knowledge Bowl team at their regional, Casey Brzoski at the state AAA, and Sarah Thomas at state BPA. Reminder, the Pierce Pizzazz is holding a soup cook-off and silent auction fundraiser on March 4th starting at 4 p.m. at the Pierce Ballroom. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete, wants to say good luck, Pioneers. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Hi, I am Joseph Steffler.
And I'm Elena Russell.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce is a community of faith, knowledge, and service. Holy Trinity provides a faith-based learning environment where children learn through the day, prayer, religion class, liturgy, discipline, and social interactions.
Holy Trinity provides an excellent academic education. Students demonstrate success by meeting rigorous grade-level standards and participate in service projects. New family open house will be at 6 p.m. on Monday, March 6th.
For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
You've been waiting, and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 auto pay and discount, plus $20 line access for auto pay and free Wi-Fi. 22 gigabytes per line per month. May prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DCW.com for details.
All right, we get ready to wrap things up from the XL Energy Center as this consolation round has come to a conclusion for our locals. As the Pioneers go 1-for-4 here today. Hey, here's Coach Jensen. I'm going to take a break, get a headset lined up for him. So we'll be back, talk to Coach Jay after this.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, welcome back. We wrap things up here from St. Paul, day two of the state tournament wrestling, and Mark Jensen, the head coach of the Pioneers, joins me here. And Coach, just one Pioneer gets to the consolation quarters tomorrow. Matt Kummet, two semifinalists for us tomorrow morning in Brandon Ortman and Brett Kapsner. And then we've got six guys eliminated. It's kind of one for six day in the wrestlebacks, or whatever it was. It was rough.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you can call it a hangover from yesterday, but the boys, you know, they gave it their all, and that's all you can ask out of them. And so, you know, we didn't fare so well, but we got a couple in the semis, and Matt coming back and wrestling back, and that's what we got to deal with tomorrow.
How much of an advantage is it for a kid that is coming in fresh today, as opposed to one of our guys that wrestled three tough, you know, grueling matches team-wise yesterday, to have to come back today and face a kid that hasn't really gone yet and expended a lot of energy?
You know, that it's a real disadvantage. I mean, it really is. If they had come the night before, the day before, to watch the team event, they've had three matches to scout what you do.
Yep.
You know, kind of an emotional run for us yesterday. So it takes a lot to recover from that. And, you know, kids do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just, that's the kind of run we had today.
Part of the game, yeah.
Exactly right.
Question about strategy in the Brandon Ortman match. Something, you know, I've seen Brandon enough where I know kind of know his style, but he kind of gave us a different look, that kind of kneeling posture pretty much the whole match. What was that about?
You know, I think that's, he's kind of slowing the tempo down, kind of lowered his level so that people can't get in on his legs end up giving him a toss. So it's worked out well for him. He's handled it well, and I'm pretty happy with it so far.
So we've got the semifinals for Brandon. I think he's got the Pazvogel kid from Sibley East. And then Brett Kapster at 182 is in action. We know that it's a
Minnesota boy, I think.
Oh, yeah. Butel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Casella from Royalton Upsala against Matt Kummet.
Yeah.
Our three guys going.
Yep. So hopefully they'll fare well tomorrow, and that's all we can ask.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. I know it's celebration night for you. Your birthday tomorrow. tomorrow. Your bride's tonight, so have fun.
I'm going to go meet up with my daughters, and we're going to
paint the town.
Not exactly paint the town. It will be in bed early, but
okay. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Celebrating.
So. All right. Coach Jensen of the Pioneers, thanks for stopping by, Mark.
All right, thanks, Rick.
All right, Mark Jensen, head coach of the Pioneers. Three Pioneers still to go. Two in the championship semis, one consolation tomorrow morning. The consolation round starts at 9, and then it'll be the championship semis about 10:15 or whenever that round of consolation quarters gets finished up. That's what's left for the Pioneers here at the XL Energy Center. So we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early once again, 9 a.m. for more action. You're listening to state tournament coverage from the XL Energy Center on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to state tournament wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports. State tournament wrestling coverage has been brought to you by Design Electronics and Radio Shack, Phelan Meats of Piers, Holy Trinity School, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, the Piers Fire Department, Hennekin Insurance Agency, REMAX Central, and Dave Fisher, Freedom Fest 2017, Patrick's, and Premium Concrete. State tournament wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports also brought to you by the Piers Area Coalition, the Brickyard, Lashes Auto Repair, the Piers School District, Robert J. Funk Construction, the Clothesline, and Becker Screen Printing and Design, Amp Fitness, the Red Rooster, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and Bob's Lumber in Piers. State Tournament Wrestling also brought to you by West Buckman Electric, Marshick Insurance, Gertz Concrete, Kenko Drywall, Sayre Backo and Gravel, DR Trucking, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, Schomer Insurance, and Minnesota Hardwood Pellets. And coverage from the State Wrestling Tournament in St. Paul brought to you by Check Auto Body, Lochner Plumbing, Pierce Villa, Heritage Hardwood Floors, the Canteen Supper Club, Hennigan Masonry and Concrete, Vernon Sales and Pat Watercott, Jason Gruber Construction, and Dr. Allison Zach and Little Falls Chiropractic. State Tournament Wrestling also brought to you by author Frank Weber, Napa, Elite Concrete Solutions, Centra Soda, Red Door Yoga, Johnny C's, IP Concrete, Munson Masonry LLC, and Red's Auto and Bait. Again, thanks for listening to state tournament wrestling coverage on You Are There Sports.